there are times when leaders have relatively, I hope I say this appropriately, healthy egos. And they almost become the sun, the moon, and the stars. They become almost a black hole that sucks all the energy. And we've been in some companies where the leader says, I'll be the only interface with the media. I'll be the one that presents. And one of the tests we have, by the way, of investors in that first column of observation of leaders, how often do they use the word I versus we? We might have somebody who, even in Britain or France or Australia or America, running for a political office, and 95% of his sentences begin with I. And you begin to say, this is a leader who's more of a narcissist than building value in others. And you want to try to track some of that, because good leaders build the next generation. They transfer their leadership equity to others. A leader will stand up and say, I have made $1 billion. I'm a great leader. The real question is, have you made 1,000 millionaires? Because a leader is about how great you've done. Leadership is about how many other people you've made successful. And we think it's so critical for the successful leader to build leadership in sustainable organizations. And we see companies struggling with that. And even great companies today, Google, Apple, Amazon, Facebook, are really great companies. And nobody could in any way deny that. But have the leaders in those companies, who are often founders, created a pipeline that their successors will in some ways be different from them and better, because they'll respond to a new world?
Listen to the full 30-minute interview in the MindTools Club.